Another one is that, you know, you might have to remember your way back. So let's say you're flying in space, you know, you go to a different galaxy. You don't have to remember the way back to, I guess, your living room, your wherever you're projecting from, your bedroom. When it's time to wake up, your body will automatically, your physical body will pull on your astral body using the silver cord and call it back. You know when sometimes you have falling dreams, when you fall in a mountain, you suddenly wake up and you feel like, you know, you're just being jolted? That's your astral body coming back from far away, wherever it was, coming back and actually landing in your physical body, coming so fast that it passes through the back and comes back in. So you don't have to worry. You can explore the astral. You don't have to remember your way back. You can fly. You can do whatever you want. Just know you'll wake up. Another common myth is that since your physical body can be thought of as empty, since your astral body isn't within it, one could say, that another entity can come and take it over. This isn't true. When you're dreaming, you know, you don't wake up and suddenly feel that something else, you know, is controlling your body. It's the same thing with astral projection. You being conscious in the astral dimension won't change the fact that nobody can come and take possession of your body. So just don't worry about that. Nobody's going to come. You have your own body. Another myth is that it's the same thing as dreaming. Well, basically, when you get right down to it, it kind of is. There's only one difference. In a dream, your subconscious imagery is clouding your perception of the astral, so you're not really seeing what's there. You might see mind-created objects, which, just another point about the astral is that if you think about a table, you're going to see a table. It's the same thing as lucid dreaming. You can change your dream. You can change objects in the astral, but they'll just be in your mind. So it's better not to change anything so you see the astral as it really is. Another thing is that it's possible to interact with objects in the physical dimension. As far as I know, you're not going to be able to move, you know, your table in your living room while you're astral projecting. You can move the astral counterpart of it. You can think you're moving it, but when you wake up, you'll find that your table hasn't actually moved. So you can't interact with the physical, you can interact with the astral. Because everything in the physical has an astral counterpart, your speakers, your computer, everything. So you can play around with those things, but it's not going to change the physical reality. Another common myth is that if you astral project during the night, you won't have a good night's sleep. Now that's not true, you're going to get the same amount of sleep if you dream or you astral project, so don't worry about that. And the last one is that it's against most religions. Well, I'm not going to say if it is or it's not. I'm just going to say that remember that all it is conscious dreaming. So you can choose if you want to do it or not based on your religion. But that's all I'm saying. All right. Now that basically covers most of the myths that I know. If you guys have any more, then please share it with me or you to you. Or just post it in a podcast. And I hope in my next podcast, you know, we can talk about techniques and later on about experiences in astral projection so that people can start learning about it. Or so that you can tell your own experiences. Watch out tomorrow. I booked time with God, 4:30 p.m. So I'm just going to tape the interview and put it on AboveTopSecret.com, a podcast, so you guys can listen to God too. All right, well, thanks a lot. This is Kashik replying to your coffin, your Yarkfin. About astral projection. Kashik out.